From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken DeVall.
And I'm Eric Adams, with your headlines for Friday, June 12th. Coming up, James Gallagher's first votes in Congress included a bill targeting so-called ghost students and financial aid fraud.
And Bonfire Storytelling is celebrating 3 years with a weekend festival in the Chico area.
But we start with Shasta County's race for clerk and registrar of voters, which appears headed toward a conclusion. Challenger Joanna Franceschet is leading incumbent Clint Curtis by about 16 percentage points, with too few ballots remaining to erase the gap. Franceschet says she's encouraged by the results.
To me, the majority of voters that voted for me and who I've talked to in the community, they want stability and experience.
Measure B is also leading. The measure would require voter ID, hand-counting ballots, and other election changes that critics say conflict with state and federal law. Franceschet says she plans to follow whatever rules are ultimately in place. If Measure B survives legal challenges, she says she would work to implement it. Find an interview with Franceschet at mynspr.org.
Staying on Measure B's apparent passage, NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports the California Attorney General may end up getting involved.
That's because opponents of Measure B, which is passing with 55% of the vote, say it violates election law. The measure would establish voter ID requirements and drastically restrict voting by mail. It would also mandate that elections be held in person on a single day and that ballots be counted by hand. Supporters of the measure say it's a win for local election security. But the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California says it runs a foul of a state law that says local governments don't have the authority to establish voter ID rules. A representative for the Attorney General's office told Shasta Scout the office, quote, stands ready to take appropriate action to protect voters' rights. So far, no official action has been taken by the AG's office. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
The Shasta County Civil Grand Jury is raising questions this week about how Redding approved funding for the Civic Auditorium Event Center. Last year, the City Council awarded more than $675,000 to the nonprofit Advance Redding, which manages the venue, for operations and repairs. The city also suspended the organization's lease payments.
Soon after the grant was awarded, it became public that Advance Redding donated nearly $50,000 earlier in the year to support Measure A, a proposed sales tax increase. The grand jury says that information wasn't provided to council members before they approved the funding, raising questions about disclosure and due diligence. The grand jury recommended establishing procedures to ensure staff provide complete and timely information. It also said council members must exercise due diligence when considering public funding requests.
North State Congressman James Gallagher cast one of his first House votes in favor of a bill aimed at student financial aid fraud. The No Aid for Ghost Students Act would require the U.S. Education Department to screen FAFSA applications for suspected identity fraud before aid goes out. Supporters say it targets fake applications, but opponents warn legitimate students could be delayed or wrongly flagged. The bill passed the House and now heads to the Senate.
Moving to Glenn County, the City of Willows is seeking more time to negotiate a contract with the Sheriff's Office to keep law enforcement services going. The city said in a press release that it filed legal action this week to continue law enforcement services after the current contract expires on June 30th. The sheriff's office says it's losing about $1 million a year serving Willows and can't continue to absorb the cost. No timeline was given for when the court could make a decision.
In Butte County, Paradise residents may hear emergency sirens at noon this coming Monday. The town tests its emergency warning system monthly on the 15th. Officials say the test is expected to last a few minutes, but could be delayed if Paradise Police Dispatch is handling emergency calls. Residents are also encouraged to sign up for local emergency alerts at smart911.com.
And Cal Fire says fire danger is increasing in the North State. That's prompting the agency to suspend burn permits in Butte and Shasta County starting Monday. The suspension forbids residential outdoor burning of materials like branches, leaves, and other vegetation. Cal Fire says the suspension doesn't apply to campfires in organized campgrounds or on private property. The agency is calling on residents to prepare for wildfires by maintaining at least 100 feet of defensible space around their homes.
Finally, more than 50 storytellers will take the stage in the Chico area this weekend as Bonfire Storytelling celebrates its third anniversary with Barnfire. Creator and host Bonnie Pipkin says one of the most meaningful parts has been helping shape their stories for the stage.
To actually be the person who receives the story and helps the person actualize the story, that has been more powerful than I could have imagined.
Pipkin says Bonfire is also trying to create an inclusive and multi-generational space.
When you open up a space and you do create an inclusive space, that more people find their way into it and more people connect through that.
Barnfire runs today through Sunday. Tickets are still available for select dates, and organizers say that location details will be sent to attendees as the venue is on private property. And those are your headlines for Friday, June 12th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.